Panoramio is a photo sharing website, but what with the difference in that all the photos are inextricably linked with a Google map, so they're all place dependent. So they're set in a particular context. All the users who upload photos place the photos onto a Google map, and then you can view the overall map and see photos which are placed in particular locations. What an amazing way for exploring the world for your students. Rather than just using Google Satellite View, which is great anyway, let's be honest, they can also see photos that were taken in the particular locations. So if you're doing a city study on St. Petersburg, then why not head on over to Panoramio, do a search for photos in St. Petersburg and see what comes up. You'd be surprised at how many different places are located. Even in the very area where I live, it was amazing how many photos people had already posted. So as a resource library, Panoramio is good. But of course it goes a little bit further if you get your students to actually create photos which are going to be submitted to a Panoramio map. In order to do that, of course, you then need an account. So it's up to you how you manage that. It might be something that you do as teacher and then have the students upload it with that account. Or you may decide that you can trust your students enough to allow them to have their accounts and do the uploading. But whatever you do, it's perhaps better to be working in groups so that you can accumulate more photos for a given amount of time. Where could they be from? Well, I guess it could be field trips, it could be your local area, it could be places of interest that they went on their holiday, which they're going to use in order to tell a story. So there's lots of possibilities for the photos. The important thing to remember is that, quite usefully, it's not under the terms and conditions, but Panoramio encourages users to submit photos of places. So it's not got people in. So that's one of the things that can be particularly useful for us when we're trying to avoid putting images of our students online. These are images which are of places. It's geographical or historical or contextual anyway. So it's easy to upload a photo. You just follow the instructions, upload as many as you want, and then for each one, give it a title, add some tags, which can be quite important in terms of finding it again in the future. And then it's simply a matter of typing in a location, browsing to that area, and then finding the specific place on the map or the satellite view and clicking on it. That drops the photo onto the map. Done.